Well, you're always ready.
I hope so.
It's the final segment here, final show for this round. Will you start numbering new if we return sometime next year?
I don't know. This is show number 644. You know, so was it 644 or 645?
644, you said.
644, yeah, 644. So, which is, it's a monumental task.
That's a lot of shows.
A lot of shows. It's 644 hours of radio.
Yeah.
So it adds up. You know, it's like over a week straight on the radio, I think.
It is. Yeah, that's over that. Yeah, it's a long time.
I'm good with math, but not that good. Well, this segment of the Gunsmith Show is brought to you by Williams Gun Sight Company. On the range since 1926. That's 1926.
Over 100 years.
Yeah, over 100 years now. Of course, they're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. And you can reach them at 810-653-2131. But they're not open yet. They don't open until 10. They're busy in there. They're stocking the shelves and, getting things ready for you. But they don't open until 10. And when the doors open, I'll be sitting right in front of you.
He's going to have some raffle tickets for you.
I'll be right there. I'll be your door greeter this weekend.
Yeah, are they doing the fulfillment on the rifles with Jacob for the raffle?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, Jacob went in to pick out the rifles, and I, opened my mouth, and I had my say on every one of them. He was going to do a 4-gun raffle. I turned it into a 6-gun raffle. And he was like, even Brian looked at me. He's like, I thought this was Jake's raffle. And I said, yeah, well, you know, Dad's got a big mouth, so here we go.
But you have a hard time letting go, don't you?
I do. I'm out there pushing the tickets too, trying to get them sold. So
yeah.
And now Jacob is going to be at Beaky's Food World with his wife Brittany all weekend long in Flushing. Actually, Mary's going to stand in for a couple hours tomorrow on Sunday. So good things happen all over the place. We're selling these raffle tickets to buy AED or CPR dummies. We'll buy 10 4-packs of CPR dummies with the money from this raffle alone. That's going to help a lot of school kids learn how to.
That stuff is pricey, too. Any of that medical equipment stuff is so pricey.
There used to be like $89 a piece for these dummies. Now, a 4-pack's $1,000, you know?
And
then
crazy.
We do them in a custom bag that's monogrammed and everything. It says Tommy's Heart on them, you know? Yeah. It's like a big duffel bag. They all fit in them. Really cool. So that they can bring them into a classroom, lay it on the table, unzip it, lay them out on the tables, and you can have hands-on is important when you're doing CPR training. You got to have hands-on training. It changes a person's life. Even Brian at Williams recently had to do CPR on somebody, and he said it was life-changing.
Yeah.
You know, he says I had a man's life in my hands. Yeah. I did everything I knew how to do. You know, and then they recently had somebody go down on the range,
and they needed
our AED that we have on site at Williams.
Did they use it?
Yeah, they had to use it.
So
it's been a busy summer. But, every day, God willing, we get a little bit older. And as we get older, these things happen.
Yeah.
They can happen at any age. So that's why we place these AEDs all over the state through Tommy's Heart, and that's why we have the passion for doing what we do.
And you're going to be able to do a lot more of it with the free time. I mean, it's an hour,
but it's the prep time.
And you get prepared.
I don't have to stop at every gun shop when I drive by them now because I don't.
Well, you're doing research for the show.
I know, but I don't have to do as much research now. So
that's what I'm saying.
I can do it from my Apple Watch if I was to have an Apple Watch. But what I want you to do today is I want you to consider cool new guns that are at Williams Gun Sight, new or used, that you might want to get into. Now, the biggest rage right now is double-stacked 1911s. They're called 2011s. Instead of 1911s, they're calling 2011s.
I see.
And very extremely smoothed out. They've taken every burr and ripple out of the metal. They are so smooth, so easy acting. And you see them shoot, you swear they're fully automatic. The shells are just flying out of them, just flying out.
Mm.
And the guy's pulling the trigger every time. Very short trigger throw, very short trigger pull, very light triggers.
About 3 pounds?
High or less.
Okay.
I held a beautiful one on last Wednesday that had a 1.8.
Oh, my goodness.
A 1-pound, 8-ounce
trigger pull,
which is light. My good AR that I hunt with a lot, my 450 Bushmaster AR on an Arrow precision lower, and I got $1,000 just into the bottom of the gun.
Yeah,
that trigger is a 2.5-pound, and that's I don't want to go any lighter.
Yeah.
Because you can hiccup and make that.
Were you pretty impressed that I knew that under
you
3 pounds?
You did know it was under 3 pounds.
See, I picked up some things. I've listened to you during over the years.
I don't know how you couldn't. Because I do a lot of talking in this room.
But, from about 3 feet away.
Yeah, there you go. So what I look for, this is what I look for in a 1911, a double stack 1911. I look for magazine compatibility. Can I buy different brands of magazines and they will fit the gun? Because what always scares me is getting a gun that you can't find magazines for.
Yep.
Because it's like getting a car that runs on beet gas. I don't have any beet gas. Well, exactly. You're not going to go anywhere.
I have to go grow some corn so I can make gasoline for my car.
Exactly. I don't want that. And I don't want to have to try to find a battery charger. I want a double stack 1911 magazine that fits in a whole bunch of guns. So like I'll start off right at the top. They're either a 9mm, 10mm, or 45. That's the three calibers you're going to get them in.
9mm, 10mm, 45.
And 45. There's basically three out there. I'm sure there are some in 38 Super, which is basically a 9mm souped up a little bit. But
you just ruined it.
But that's
okay. 9mm, 10mm, 45s.
Now, somebody out there is going to say, oh, I saw one in 38 Super. It's like, yeah, have another coffee. So Springfield Armory came out with this gun called a Prodigy. Double stack 1911 or 2011 as they're called. With a gear pack, you can order these things brand new for about $1,500. Comes with four mags, zippered case, short 1911. Just the guns rock. Prodigy magazines they fit just about probably 80% of the double stack 1911s out there. So the Prodigy magazine, they got a slew of them at Williams right now. They're stacked up on the rack, $44 a piece. These are 25 round magazines.
Wow.
So every time I go to Williams now, instead of buying bullets or gunpowder, because I got plenty of that.
Get more magazines.
I get one more magazine every time I go. Because I like to have like six magazines for every gun I have. Why? I don't know. Six is the number. It's you know, how many donuts do you want? You want six donuts, you know?
I want 13.
Okay. A baker's dozen.
That's right.
Well, I do have, like, with my 10 millimeters, I have, like, I probably have 50 magazines for my 10 millimeter Glocks.
Yeah.
Because I just have come across a couple of bargains. It's like, sure, I'll buy those.
Yeah.
Now, what am I going to do with, you know, all these magazines?
Yeah.
But it's okay. Double stacks, they work so smooth, so fast. And what you do is you can load up your magazines, go to the range. And you don't have to load your magazines while you're at the range. Because with arthritis, my arthritic thumbs stink at loading magazines. So
right.
I bring people like Joe Winslick along with me. My good buddy Joe Dirt. He comes along and help me load
your magazines. Yeah.
Hey, old boy, would you load your magazines? I'm just kidding. No, we both have a hard time with magazines. And he got mad at one of the guns he bought because it was so hard to load the magazine.
Oh.
So I got him a magazine loader for it that helps him and assists him.
You had to call out Joe on the final show.
I did need to call Joe out because he's been bugging me all morning. He keeps texting me every morning trying to get a rise out of me.
Uh-huh.
And he says, the other day, he says, I know how to get you to call me back. John, I need to buy a gun and need help picking one out. Call me. I sent him a note and said, I know nothing about firearms, Joe. I'm sorry. So it's a kind of a personal joke between us. So the Springfield Armory's done a wonderful job bringing this gun out, but Kimber and SIG and Staccato are doing phenomenal jobs too. But what's happened is the high-end ones are out there. They got them from $4,000 to $2,000. Now, Springfield Armory puts this Prodigy out there at a reasonable price. They're between $1,500 and $2,000. Then this company called Live Free Armory comes out. American-made guns. All the bells and whistles. Everything you'd ask for out of the $3,000 gun. And the price is under $900.
Mm-hmm.
So you go, wait a minute. What's junky about this gun? It's not as refined, but it is nice. Nice enough for John to have one. I like it. Is it the fastest Mustang in the lot? Nope. But it still rocks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Still takes the Prodigy magazines.
Yep.
It's set up for optic sights. It's got really good sights on it. It's got a wonderful trigger. It's cool colored. It's paintable. All these guns, a lot of people have custom paint jobs done on them. They have them done in Cerakote.
Yep.
This one's already Cerakoted coffee brown, which makes sense. I drink a lot of coffee. It's probably flat dark earth, but I'll call it coffee brown because
mm-hmm.
It's got a little chocolate creamer in it. But anyways.
I like foxy brown.
It could be foxy brown. Yeah. But now Staccato. And all these guns are available at Williams.
Okay.
Staccato. Williams is a Staccato dealer.
Okay.
People are lined up on the weekends in front of the Staccato display, and they're buying their Staccatos. You're talking $3,000, $4,000 a piece. And they're there every single day. There's always somebody there buying
checking
Staccato.
Checking those out, yeah.
Yeah, and they're checking them out or putting them in layaway or buying them.
Yeah.
As they get them, they sell them.
Yeah.
You know? And when they get a good gun in like that,
yeah.
That's the way it goes. They get them and they sell them. So you gotta grab them while the getting's good.
Yep.
Now, the Kimber 1911 double stacks, the DS Warrior, it's called. Now, these things are phenomenal. They come in 10 millimeter. They're 5-inch or 6-inch long. So long slide double stack.
It's too bad you've got all the 10 millimeters you need.
Not quite. I feel a new one coming soon.
Uh-huh.
So I will. I got a couple long slide 10 millimeters now that are, one's a single stack, one's a double stack. But I don't have a 1911 or 2011 double stack. So
yeah. Well,
it's coming.
You got a hole in your collection.
I sense that coming. Now, Sig Sauer. There you go. Say it.
Sig Sauer.
Sig Sauer has the DS. They're going to call it the, they call it the P211 instead of 2011. They got, Sig's got to be Sig. So I've heard they're available. I've seen videos of them. I have yet to see one in the store. They might be out. I haven't seen them. I stop at a lot of gun stores. I don't go to everyone. But it's not big yet, but it's going to be, I can tell. They're calling it the P211 GTO. So they got to throw a neat ED, what do you call it?
Acronym
afterwards. So why not call it a GTO?
Right.
There's 27,000 Americans that are going to say, hell yeah, I'll go buy one.
Yeah, you gotta have one of those.
I had a GTO once. It was 66, but that doesn't matter. I'm going to say watch the used gun pages at Williams.
Yeah.
And look for those used 2011s when they pop in. But just go get a brand new and you'll be glad because chances are you'll never sell it. You'll keep it. You're going to be proud of it. It's kind of like having a Colt Python. Oh, but that's a 2011. You know what I mean? So they're beautiful. So come and see me at Williams. I'll be there all day today and tomorrow. And again, throughout the fall, I'll be in and out of there a lot.
Thank you to Williams Gunsight sponsoring this show for all these years.
Every single one of them.
They're great folks over there. Go do business with them.
Yep.
Thanks to you, John Smith, the Gunsmith Show. God bless you. You're going to hear plenty from these guys. You know, we'll be promoting heart screenings and the different things that they've
got one coming up in October. We'll be talking about it on the station real soon in Marlette.
Yep.
So that's good. But stay in touch via email, shooter@thegss.com, or our Facebook page. You can always send me messages through the Facebook page too. But thank you for the years of support from all of our sponsors and all of you listeners that send me notes every week or come up and pat me on the back when I'm in the gun shop and say, I recognize your voice.
Yep.
You know, I wish you were on the radio every morning, you know, so can't do that. But anyways, it's all good. Thank you so much, Dan.
Thank you, sir.
For always being my sidekick here in the studio. So, enjoy your day, folks, and be safe out there, and be very careful with guns, too, okay?
That's the important part. Responsible.
Yep, be good gun owners here from Michigan.
And
gun ownership is important. It's a right, but it can be taken away if you do it wrong. So don't do it wrong.
Until we hear from you again, the Gunsmith Show, signing off for now.
Yep.
Keep an ear out. Thank you, sir.
God bless.